Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and my blog, which comes on Monday through Friday. The newsletter comes on Sunday by email. The blog comes Monday through Friday by RSS, Real Simple Syndication. More and more of you out there know about that. And we might even get our good friend Alan Friedman to talk to us about that in a minute. But he's got some other things he wants to talk to us about first. As you know, Alan is one of the world's leading providers of technical definitions for magazines such as PC Magazine, Extreme Week, eWeek, Information Week, Tech Web, Nortel Networks, the SmallBusinessAdvocate.com website, on and on. If you need to know a technical definition, there's nobody better to turn to than Alan and his organization, which, by the way, this year is celebrating its 27th anniversary. Alan Friedman, welcome back and happy anniversary.
Well, thank you very much, Jim. Appreciate it.
Yeah, we just had our 8th anniversary, so we're working on 27, but we got a ways to go. I'm not sure we'll make 27. I'll be too old and decrepit by then. But congratulations on that. And
thank you, and you too.
I appreciate it, Alan. Let's talk about processing. Let's talk about operating systems. Now, I've got I use Windows XP, as most people do these days, but you're telling me that it's about to become obsolete.
Well, the next version of Windows is in beta test right now. I have a copy of the first beta, and next year sometime it could be released, and it's called Windows Vista. It used to be called Longhorn. Code name was Longhorn, and it is yet another new version of Windows.
Vista, that's a dumb name.
You think so?
Yeah, I don't like that name. Well, I mean, I would have thought they would have come up with something a little more original than that.
A little more original.
I mean, that sounds like the next version of soft drink or something, you know?
Yeah, it does in a way. Yeah. I wasn't partial to it, but they seem to think it implies the future visionary.
I got
visionary.
You.
I'm, you know.
When they use Vision, then that makes more sense. Anyway, so what's Vista now? Is it going to be hard drive based or web based, or what's it going to be?
It is exactly the same as XP in the sense that from that standpoint, I've been playing around with it a little bit the past few days, and you know, most of it looks the same. If you're a Windows user, you certainly should be able to get on it and use it right away. The menus, the start menu is there. It's changed around a little bit. The Explorer views are quite different. You get a lot more information, or you can put a lot more information into a file and then search on it. That's one of the big features of it.
Yeah.
So, but again, it's going to be a learning curve. Because most definitely, I have.
What's the biggest thing that sort of slowed you down with Vista?
Well, I think it's this the file management, the searching. You have to learn, you know, just where everything, the order and everything. There's no the names have changed once again. Not everything. You have a computer instead of my computer. You have things rearranged, reorganized a little bit. It'll be a learning curve.
But will it be an improvement? You know, I don't mind learning something if it's an improvement. But is it different just to be different?
Well, that's what we wonder. One of the things, of course, that Microsoft is touting very much is that it is more secure, and that Internet Explorer 7, which is included in it, is a more secure product because all the hackers are out after Microsoft.
Absolutely. Yeah, there are people who wake up in the morning trying to figure out how to destroy Microsoft and go to sleep at night dreaming about that. What about the browser? Can you unbundle it? Is it bundled? You know, that was the big deal with the suit against the United States, and actually now in Europe, the bundling of the browser with the operating system. How is it in this system?
Well, I don't know whether you can pull it apart or not, but I mean, you've always had a choice. For example, I use Mozilla Firefox, and I I have IE sitting in the computer, but you don't have to use it. You can use any one of a half a dozen more
right.
browsers.
So when you opened up Vista and you tried, then you tried to simultaneously use Mozilla or Firefox, you didn't have any trouble. It didn't crash or anything like that.
Well, I can tell you that I did not load Firefox yet on it. I just been playing around with the bare raw Windows without doing too much. Only put on a couple of small applications to take a few screenshots, mm-hmm. actually for the encyclopedia. So far.
So how long? Well, I'll tell you what. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to ask you what would be the motivating reason why I would want to, because it's going to cost money, I'm sure, to upgrade from XP to Vista. What's the motivating reason for me to do that? We're going to ask Alan Friedman to give us that answer right after these messages. And we're going to continue this discussion with him about some other important technology issues right after these messages. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Alan Friedman, one of the world's leading experts on technical definitions. He and his organization provide that service to a lot of very important organizations out there, maybe even to yours. And if you've been on my website, you know that you can type in your little word or term that you'd like to have a definition of right there on my homepage, and Alan's organization will answer it for you. How many definitions you have up available now, Alan?
We're getting close to 20,000.
20,000. How many diagrams?
2,500.
2,500 diagrams. Lots of stuff there, folks. If you have a technical question, go to my website or go to Alan's, either one, or any of these places that I mentioned earlier, PC Magazine, Extreme Week there. A lot of these folks have Alan's service available. Alan, give us your own website, too, please.
It's computerlanguage.com.
27 years, ladies and gentlemen, this year. Great success story. Alan, let's get back into the Vista, which is the new operating system that's in beta right now with Microsoft, and let's say that it becomes available, you know, second quarter 2006. What's my motivation for changing?
Well, the only motivation that most people are going to perceive is security. That is, that the product is especially Internet Explorer, primarily, i.e.
What's the security issue I'm looking for here?
Security issue is that the hackers are going out after Internet Explorer. They're going out after flaws so that if you go onto a website, they can put some code on there that will cause something malicious to happen while you're just surfing the web.
Doesn't my McAfee protect me from that?
No, it doesn't protect you from that.
Really?
No. That protects you from viruses that are identified already.
I get protected from Trojans and from different malware that comes in. I mean, my security system tells me that something like that's been attempted to be loaded onto my computer.
But only after it's discovered.
Ah.
Only after it's discovered.
So if it hasn't been discovered, then I'm in trouble.
Then you can be in trouble. And some of these website problems are not discoverable.
Right. Well, that's okay. Then that's a pretty serious reason to change.
Well, that's if that's true.
If it works.
That's right. But if it's true, Gates has made a big deal about that. The entire operating system, the entire Vista, is going to be is being securitized, is being locked down hard. Well, that remains to be seen. There's always these hackers out there, these kids, these 17-year-olds or 15-year-olds who's greatest desire is to cause some harm. And it's sad, but it's true.
Well, what's it going to cost to upgrade? How much do you think it's going to cost?
I don't know, but it will be expensive.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, especially if you have 50,000 PCs to upgrade.
Is this a good time to... Well, let me ask you a question. If we went to open source, if we went to one of the open source systems, like Firefox...
Well, that's for the browser. What's really happening mostly in the world out there is an operating system called Linux.
Right.
Linux is has a huge market share in the server market, and slowly is getting into the client market, where you would literally have a Linux PC instead of a Windows PC or instead of a Macintosh.
Well, it'd be the same PC, you'd just be using the Linux operating system.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
So
that potentially has some serious impact on Windows down the pike over the next decade.
So right now, if I wanted to have an open market, an open code, open source Linux system on my PC, I couldn't really have one of those.
Well, you could. It depends on the applications you use. In fact, the entire Office suites are free for Linux.
Absolutely
free. And some companies that have thousands of PCs are switching.
So they don't have to pay for the licensing.
They don't have to pay. Linux is technically free. It's not really entirely free, but it's technically free in that if you have a good tech support staff, you can implement free versions of Linux at absolutely zero cost.
Well, but then not only that, but if you've got some smart people who can modify it to fit your particular requirements, you can do that because it is open source.
Well, that's true, but that's only the hardcore developers in a company. You can just replace your desktop operating system with Linux and get a free Office suite and replace Microsoft's entire Office suite at zero cost for the software.
And it would replace Windows?
It would replace Windows, and it would replace Microsoft Office.
Mm-hmm.
Entirely free. Now, it's not as significant if you have three users in your company, but if you have 30,000... And you're thinking about upgrading. And, of course, there are conversion problems. Cost to convert, retraining. There is always retraining.
What about if you send me an open source word processing file? Does it integrate with my Microsoft Word?
Yes, you can read Word files.
Yeah, how about Excel and all that sort of thing?
Yes, all the popular formats.
Yeah.
Well, but there is training. I have to emphasize that there is training, which is why people are running out and doing it wholesale.
Well, and it's just not diffused in the marketplace like the Microsoft suites are. Well,
that's for sure. Microsoft Windows is 95% of the market. Plus, all the applications that run under Windows. Yep.
When the government was suing Microsoft for what they called antitrust violations, their own attorneys were using Microsoft operating systems and the Office suites to write their documents on while they were suing them. That's a great irony there, folks, a cruel irony, I guess. Tintail, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with our good friend Alan Friedman. We got more to come after these messages. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 7-2. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and having a great visit with our good friend Alan Friedman, celebrating his 27th year as Computer Language Company, and that's computerlanguage.com. Is that right, Alan?
That's right.
And folks, Alan, as you know, is a leading provider one of the world's leading providers of technical definitions, and he's been doing this longer than anybody. He's the go-to guy for a lot of major organizations, many of which you probably do business with, like PC Magazine and Information Week, et cetera, et cetera. Alan, okay, let me see if I can put this in layman's terms. If I understand it, then I know my audience will understand it, because they're all smarter than me. The new system is called, with Microsoft, it's called Vista. It's the new Explorer version that goes along with Vista is 7.0. Is that right?
Correct.
All right. And folks, you go out on the internet, which is where you pick up all this. Alan was saying the reason for making the conversion is to have more security. So if you get the malware, the malicious stuff, the Trojans, all that sort of thing, the viruses, by going out on the internet, by email and by browser, what if I just upgraded to 7.0 on the browser and kept XP? Could I do that?
Well, that's a possibility. The thing
because,
is
because you don't get viruses and that sort of thing from your operating system. You have to bring it back in to you. You have to go out and get it and bring it back through the browser or the email activity on the internet.
That's true, but files can slip in. Viruses can slip in through the network, and if your operating system, not just your browser, but your operating system is more secure, then it can prevent attacks as well. It's not entirely the browser. They work hand in hand.
So it's a belt and suspenders. It's a belt,
master control program. Remember?
It's a belt and suspenders kind of thing.
Yeah, sure.
All right, but what if I didn't want to spend the money for the, because upgrading to 7.0 shouldn't cost any money on the browser side.
That's correct.
So
and you can use another browser too. You can use Firefox.
Yeah, exactly.
Or you could use Opera.
I'm just thinking of other ways of gaining some new security levels without having to upgrade and learn a whole new operating system.
Well, it's not entirely new. I mean, as I say, you can get on it and use it.
Yeah.
But there will be a learning curve if you want to take advantage of a lot of the new search facilities
that
put into this.
That they're hoping will sort of compete a little bit with Google, right?
That's right. And that
they're worried about Google, aren't they? Microsoft's worried about Google.
They are, because Google has a lot of money.
Well, they don't only have a lot of money, but they're the 21st century company. Microsoft is a 20th century company that's morphing into 21st century. Google basically came of age in the 21st century.
That is correct.
With their vision and everything else. Now they got the money behind it. So this is the biggest threat to Microsoft wasn't really the government in their trial against them. It's Google. All right, what are some other options that we have out there?
Well, the thing is, and you have to understand also, it's not entirely Google. It's what has been happening since the web exploded.
Right.
The concept that when you get a web page, that there is code in there written in JavaScript and that it will execute. So the whole idea that when you can have your applications on the internet, on a server, and when you load them into your desktop, that you run them, and then each tomorrow you load them back in again. So the maintenance and everything is done on the server. And that really, if you can have every application that you're used to, or the majority of them, the bulk of them, on the server, then whatever operating system you use becomes less important. In other words, browser-based applications change the world entirely. And what's happened is computers, PCs and Macs and every computer has gotten faster over the last decade. So they're able to absorb the extra layers of interpreting.
Well, and also approximately 50% of American households have broadband connectivity. See, web-based applications made no sense as long as people were on dial-up. But
Absolutely.
The more people have big pipes, it makes more sense. And this is something that Bill Gates has been talking about for a long time.
That's right. But it's
When's he going to do it? He's been talking about it a long time.
Well, I know. It's working to his disadvantage. When everybody has high-speed internet access, then the server-based applications, the higher-speed PCs, they're all
But he was the that. First person who I ever heard talk about it 5 or 6 or 7 years ago.
Well, it may be.
He's gotten behind the curve, hasn't he?
Perhaps.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
Alan, we got to wrap it up. This has been fascinating. I know you got a lot more to tell us. We'll have to do it another time. Thank you for being here, and thank you for all the years you've given us, and congratulations again on 27 great years.
Thank you, Jim.
Alan Friedman, ladies and gentlemen. That's computerlanguage.com, by the way. Check it out when you get a chance. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. I'll be back on the other side of the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.